Starting in March, McDonald's will have a new CEO. The fast food giant announced late yesterday that CEO Don Thompson will step down in March. He was the company's first African-American CEO, and he was at the helm for just a couple of years. But in that time, he was not able to turn things around for McDonald's, which last week reported a 21% drop in global profit. Derek Thompson, no relation to Don Thompson, a senior editor at The Atlantic. He's with us as he is each week from New York. Hi, Derek.
Hi, Jeremy.
Well, so Don Thompson said in a statement, it's tough to say goodbye to the Mick family, but there is a time and season for everything. This is a very interesting guy. Tell us more about Don Thompson and how he got his start at McDonald's.
It's an amazing story. He was born in the housing projects of Chicago. He goes to Purdue. He majors in electrical engineering. He joins McDonald's in the 90s to help design electrical equipment to help cook burgers and deep fry potato wedges. He teaches himself then every aspect of this restaurant business, from the fry cooks to the managers, and his career just shoots up like a rocket ship, from regional manager, senior vice president, and finally, he inherits the title of CEO, unfortunately, exactly, precisely at the time that all of these massive challenges, both domestically and internationally, set in, which we'll talk about in a second. But an amazing story that happened to run into a headwind of lots of challenges in the last few years.
And as we said, he was the first African-American CEO of McDonald's. He was asked about that recently on CBS's Sunday Morning and was asked whether the bar was higher for him. Let's listen.
If the bar is a little bit higher in some regards, it's always been a little bit higher. It's not a new thing for me to be an African-American. It's new to be an African-American CEO.
Derek, with Don Thompson's departure from McDonald's, from the CEO spot, there are only a handful of African-American CEOs now left at Fortune 500 companies.
There have only been 14 black CEOs at Fortune 500 companies in history. There were six black CEOs in the Fortune 500 in 2014. With Don Thompson leaving, now there are five. Five out of 500, that is 1%. And Thompson is one of the most public, most famous black CEOs in the country because as far as consumer names go, what's bigger than McDonald's? What other companies can you recognize by their symbol, the golden arches? Apple, Coke, there's only a handful. So he really was at the top of this list.
Now, let's talk about the challenges. McDonald's has been around for 66 years. Now there are 36,000 locations of McDonald's in more than 100 countries. What are the problems that this company is dealing with right now?
This is a really complicated question. And the first thing to say is that just because McDonald's is declining doesn't mean it isn't huge. This is a company that feeds 70 million people a day. So what's wrong with McDonald's? You have to start with the U.S. And the first answer is that people in the U.S. aren't seeing a lot of wage growth. Low-income people don't have money to spend more and more and more on McDonald's every year. And so McDonald's itself hasn't seen an increase in same-store sales in the last 14 months. But it's clearly not just about the economics, because the economy has been improving while at the same time McDonald's has been declining. So what else is going on? Well, burger joints, for one. There are too many good burgers out there, I think. You have Shake Shack, which is going to be public soon, BGR, and all these Americans think that every burger not at McDonald's is better than a McDonald's burger. A Consumer Reports survey showed that McDonald's customers rank its burgers at the bottom of 20 competitors. So I think McDonald's is stuck between a couple things. On the one hand, low wage growth, but on the other hand, a cultural revolution that it's on the wrong side of.
Well, and there's been the question of millennials and trying to market to millennials. And do you want a menu that's simpler or do you want one that's more complex and can give them everything that they might want?
Yeah. In the U.S., I think they're going after for lack of a better cliche, is sort of the yoga crowd, the crowd that feels good about salads and yogurts and oatmeal, items that, if you walked into a Pilates class, nobody would think twice. And so McDonald's has been trying to expand this menu. You can totally understand why they would want to do this, considering the structural stagnation of their lower income sort of target group. But the problem with this, arguably, I think, is that serving salad at a McDonald's, it's like serving serving sushi at Taco Bell. The point is
doesn't
that people
feel right.
It's not that people don't like sushi. It's that if they liked sushi, why would they go looking for it at Taco Bell? And I think that McDonald's brand essence is cheap burgers, fries, and shakes. That's their essence. And the American culture gastronomically is just moving away from that. I honestly think that the closest thing right now to a McDonald's for the 21st century is no longer McDonald's. It's Starbucks, a ubiquitous urban and suburban staple that has a really clear brand. Overpriced lattes with sugar and food that doesn't look weird when you walk into a Pilates class. That is the McDonald's of the 21st century.
Okay, but this is the U.S. we're talking about. What about globally? They're having problems overseas as well.
It's not just the U.S. Operations in Germany, Russia, Japan, China, they're all struggling. And China is particularly important because it just has more people than the entire North American continent. So they had a food scandal there last year where a meat supplier was discovered repacking expired meat,
right,
which is not only inherently terrible, but also it cuts precisely against the very thing that McDonald's is somewhat infamous for, which is the quality of the food that they're serving. And so that particularly has really dragged down the Asian market. And when you have a quickly declining Asian market combined with cultural and gastronomic shifts in the U.S., you really have a headwind that I don't think is so simple as replacing one person at the top.
We're talking with Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic, about McDonald's, which just announced yesterday that the CEO, the longtime CEO, well, I guess just a few years, CEO Don Thompson is going to be leaving. What about the new chief executive, Derek, Steve Easterbrook? Tell us about him.
This is a turnaround guy. Easterbrook first joined the company about 20 years ago. He turned it around in the UK when he joined in 2006. He followed Thompson's trajectory, just shot right up. He was in charge of Northern Europe's operations in 2008, all of Europe's outlets 2 years later, and Europe actually is still growing. And I do think that if Thompson himself, like he said, he suffered maybe because of high expectations, certainly of his predecessor. McDonald's had grown a lot in the previous decade. Easterbrook right now is the beneficiary of somewhat managed expectations. McDonald's shares actually rose 3% in after-hours trading yesterday, immediately following the news. But like I said, I think the big story here is that when you have an enormous company that is facing some serious structural changes, both in American culture and overseas economics, it is rarely as simple as a great man theory of history idea where you can change one person at the top and totally transform a large company's possibilities. I do think that this is more complicated. And I think in particular, the biggest challenge that McDonald's is going to face domestically is that you have the rise of these fast casual options, the Chipotles, the Shake Shacks, the Paneras, Au Bon Pan. I could go on naming a million of them because when you walk around New York, that's what you see. And these places, these sort of companies have just expanded like wildfire. And I think it's going to be difficult for McDonald's to fight back.
You know, I interviewed Warren Buffett a couple of years ago, and I asked him, because he's a big fan of McDonald's, what is his favorite thing to get there? And he said he has a special order. He goes in and asks them to put two sausage patties on the sausage McMuffin, and he calls it a sausage McBuffet. So there's his favorite.
Maybe that's the secret to turning around the
That's how they do it. Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic, thanks as always.
Thank you.